What is up, Instagram? Well, no, Instagram, YouTube, everybody. Hey, what is up? Welcome to another episode of the Chasing Daylight podcast. It's major week and not for the VGN. This time it's the big boys. The PGA Championship is taking this place this week out at Valhalla. It's going to be amazing. The course looks fantastic. I can't wait for it. We're going to be talking about it. No special guest this week. We're going to do the major on our own. So thank you everybody for tuning in. Thank you so much. If you're joining us on YouTube, is where we prefer you to be because the interaction with us is much better. But if not, we're on Instagram as well. You can check us out there. Thank you so much for that. Also, a new feature popped up last week. We host the podcast on Buzzsprout, and they have a new feature. If you go into the show notes for the actual podcast, either on iTunes, I don't know. I don't think it's on Spotify, but any of the places where you can download podcasts from, there's a thing that says, send us a message. You can send a text message to us. Say whatever the hell you want.
Tell us we hit from the ladies' tees or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, we had some creative ones last week. It was a relatively new feature, but if you do that, thank you so much. We may share some of your comments on the air.
Joe? How come you don't have a hat on this evening?
It
looks like you just got out of the shower.
I'm just going.
Proud of his new locks.
Dude, it's been.
Did you get plugs?
No, Cyrus action going on here. This is all natural. I'm not right or degrading Cyrus. He's very open about the fact that he had a hair transplant. And
oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Oh yeah. He was no hair. So
Chasing Hair Plants podcast.
Chasing Hair Plants. No, this. My kids are hating the hair. My wife is like, cut your hair. And I'm like, I don't know. I hit 51. I'm embracing the silver.
You look 46 now.
Yeah, you look a little younger. You look like if you put a suit on, you're eating chicken parmesan at the back of a Italian restaurant.
Hey, I got those. did you guys see the Tony Soprano as the Star Trek captain?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, it's hilarious. You'll have to find that. It's freaking
hilarious. Trey said a little salt and pepper. A little salt and pepper never hurt nobody.
Yeah, never hurt nobody.
Just throw some bleach in there, make some garlic powder, and you're good.
I've noticed I'm outside in the wind, my hair's blowing in the wind. You know, it's like I've been shaving my head or cutting it, buzzing it really short for, I don't know, 18 years or so, maybe. Yeah, probably 16, 18 years. Like, what the hell? Let's see what happens. So no hat. You can actually see, I put the hat on. My face is all dark. And now people can see.
Yeah.
My face. They care too. Oh, look at that. No hat. Yeah. I don't think anybody's Maddie ever fresh. Seen with no hat. Hey, we were going to have Matty G. He likes to, you know, for VGN events, give us the forecast. But he couldn't do it. I said, hey, you got it in you? And he was like, no, I don't. So I said, okay. And he goes, but I can send it to you and you can read it in your best weathercast voice. So I don't know if I have a good weathercast voice, but this is what the forecast is. Go ahead. What
were we gonna say? I don't have the forecast. I would do it, but I don't have it. So
you want me to send it to you?
No, go for it.
Are you sure?
Do it.
All right.
Yeah, we'll have a forecast off next weekend.
Slight chances for Saturday. What does it say?
It says
slight chances for Saturday now. Slight chances for Saturday.
Slight
now.
Chance of rain for Saturday coming through.
Slight chances valley. For Saturday now. Wind gusts look to be about 25 to 35 miles per hour. Not expecting wind advisory gusts, which are 40 to 50, but occasional gusts around 35 look possible. Temperatures will be in the 70s for a 7:30 tea time. Afternoon highs will be 95 degrees. Hot and sunny round of golf. Stay hydrated and cool. I'm Matty W. with the weather.
If that's incorrect, go visit your local Jack in the Box for 2 free tacos.
Or download Weather Accurate and check there. I gotta ask him: do the weather apps make him feel like not as important?
It's gonna,
you know, before phones and iPhones and computers, the weatherman was important.
That it was. Yeah, that's I never thought about that, but like, you can look up the weather whenever you want,
wherever you want,
whenever.
There's
wherever, however.
On CarPlay now, there's the radar app where you can pop it up and get live rain forecast on your TV, on your
But the weatherman, the weathermen nowadays exude extreme personality, and Matty G is one of those guys. And
oh, he's amazing.
I don't know if you've seen one of that dude that throws like hip hop lyrics into his thing. I don't know where he's from. I know Matty G knows this guy, I'm sure, but he throws in like, you know, a bunch of different hip hop lyrics into how he says the weather, which is so sick. He's on TikTok. He's like a TikTok.
Is he weatherman, is he a Drake or a Kendrick fan?
Ah, man, I don't know, but I'm curious. Let's get Joe started now. Yeah. Oh, don't get me started.
He's sending me stuff all the time. Oh, man, you gotta check this out.
He's really good though. He's like, you know, from the Tupac song, California Love, where he's like, from Diego to the Bay, he'll do the California weather. And he's like, from Diego to the Bay, it's going to be warm. And then he throws in all the lyrics. It's really good. I know Matty G knows who I'm talking about. I don't know it, but I know he knows. And he does a really good job. So you got to have personality nowadays. And that's with a lot of
things. He's a great one.
For sure.
Yeah. Matty G's the man.
Yes, he is. So no weather from him. We do have our, you know, Las Vegas Golf Superstore ad. We'll be playing that for you shortly. Also want to thank the Golf Stop. Dan, you were recently in the Golf Stop.
I was. First time there.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Thought it was awesome. That was awesome. It was a great treatment as soon as I walked in. And I was very familiar with the base because it's the same as 5-iron, but there's something about it because it's a little bit more intimate, only having the four bays there.
Correct.
So it was nice. It was a nice change.
It seems like they're a little wider too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. For
not
sure.
As crammed.
Wider, and screens are tighter, so the ball bounces back instead of under the screen.
Yeah. It's true. But no, it was awesome.
Yeah. So if you're in the area, please check them out. The Golf Stop in Wes Henderson. Also want to thank Scott Russo from Unwritten Law, of course, for joining. Oh my goodness, we have a superstar in the chat right now.
That we do. That we
Dana
do.
Dana Fall, fresh off her top five out at, it was a top five, right, Dana? Correct me if I'm wrong. At the Epson Tour, she was the leader for a couple days, and didn't have her game with her the last round, but congrats on that finish. I don't know if she was, are we still in Vegas or have you already headed back? But, what do you guys want to get into first tonight? We got the PGA Championship. We got the VGN coming up at Aliante.
We got Rory filing for divorce.
What is up with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That came out of nowhere.
And yeah,
that was weird.
How the hell do you let that out the week before a major?
I feel like it's been in the works for a few days. It had to have been like, hit the airwaves.
You got Rory money. You can like, hey, let's just wait until after Valhalla and then we can go public with this. I mean,
he was locked in over the weekend. So evidently it didn't affect his mental state because he killed it at Quail Valley.
He knew it was coming. He knew it was coming.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
He was on cruise control. I mean, absolute cruise control.
He fired off a great final round. Great final round.
Oh, that the two eagles on the back of the bunker hole out. His putter was on fire. Mm-hmm. And I mean, how far that man is hitting the ball right now is absolutely ridiculous.
Do you think that maybe that the stress of his marriage might have been holding him back recently? And maybe he knew it was coming, so he just like unloaded.
He's just like, fuck it. I'm taking it out on the rest of the PGA Tour now.
I'm playing golf now, babe.
little pictures of her on the golf ball.
It had to have for sure affected with his mind weighing a little on bit.
Him.
I mean,
yeah, it's weighing on him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's not like affecting his swing too much because he was still playing some decent golf. But yeah, I mean, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Now he's unloaded. He unlocked like, fuck it. It's major week. Like, let the world know I don't give a shit. You know, like, let's go.
Could be that a bold be move, it. Cotton.
Could be.
Yeah, he should have maybe done it before the Masters and maybe have fun, you know. They need to lock that one up.
He was still in litigation then.
Like, oh. Do you want the collectible Pez dispensers or do I? At that point, you know.
Do you want the right wing of the mansion or the left wing?
Yeah, no shit.
No, I'm really curious to see what happens this weekend now because Dan was at the house earlier fixing my switches. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome.
And I was asking
you got him, hydraulics on the CRV?
Yeah, there's just straight up like we got low riders up in this bitch now. But I was like, you know, Scotty or Rory, because Scotty just had a kid, you know, so like that'll weigh on you too. Like, is he gonna want to be like, I want to see my kid, I want to take care, I don't want my wife to, you know. So but like, I don't know if Rory's gonna just feel like free and clear, like I don't have to worry about anything now, like, you know, lock in, let's go. So I'm really curious to see what happens this week because Scotty's been running it a long time. And like, maybe this is the ball and chain that Rory just got unlocked from. I don't know. It's going to be
so, there's so many good storylines right now. Yeah. Really? Scotty's won 5 in a row or 4, however, whatever he's done. He's been incredible. Rory's now got a couple wins in a row in the events he's played in. I think it's funny. He's won the events that Scotty wasn't in. You got Tiger. Yeah. Tiger's coming back and playing. How many holes does he last? You got the Liv guys playing. Brooks going for another PGA championship. Phil, you know, there's always going to be something with Phil. You know, there's a lot of good stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Young Bucks, you got the, hey, and shout out Kyle Mendoza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back at the PGA championship.
There's been a lot of coverage of him.
Yeah, they had a nice little piece at the PGA Professionals Championship between him and his brother Mike, and yeah, he's been getting some good exposure, and you know, tees off 2 days, so good luck to the kid.
Rory net worth, that's a lot of money.
That's cut in half.
Is that in Irish euros,
or is that? Is that post-divorce or pre-divorce?
I don't know.
Blocky's got the first tee time. I saw that. He's going off at 4:15. It's going to be the Blocky show again because dude resonates on TV. People love him. Did you get much interactions with him while you were at the championship that you went to, Dan?
No, not too much. Not really, like, personally.
Kyle knows him though, right? Because they're both out of Cali.
Yes, Kyle and Mike are both good friends with him, and Kyle plays a lot of golf with him too. So, yeah, they got a, you know, they got a pretty good relationship. But yeah, the few times we saw Blocky was right before like practicing and warm up, so he was, you know, trying to get locked in on the range and stuff. So, not a whole lot of people bullshitting at that time. They were just kind of, you know,
trying to
get focused up. But seems like a nice guy, you know, dapped up with him and. You know, they speak highly of him, so.
Yeah, did you guys see that the PGA Memes does that show where he goes to their house and, like, shows them their house and whatever? Yeah. Did you see the one on Blocky? That was interesting.
I
didn't see that.
That was cool. You got to go watch that
one. Yeah, I mean, he seems like
a little bungalow in the hills of California?
Yeah, it's like a normal house in Orange County or wherever.
Yeah, it's like it's like a $2 million house, but like a normal house in Vegas, probably. Yeah, you know.
I actually got a funny story about Blocky, but I can't really talk about it on air. So I'll tell you guys after.
We'll save that for the end.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody, you're not in this circle.
Yeah.
He once ate 50 Raising Cane's chicken fingers in one sitting. I mean, what a great sponsorship, man. If I had a sponsorship by Raising Cane's, man, I'd be there every freaking day.
Oh, dude. My goodness.
Just lacing up, like,
mashing chicken fingers.
I'd have buckets of cane sauce just chilling in my fridge, you know.
Dude, I saw one of the influencer foodie guys do a Raising Cane's sauce. Mayonnaise, ketchup, Worcestershire sauce, salt and pepper, garlic powder. Thank you. And dude, it tastes just freaking like it. Just like it. Yeah. Hell yeah. That's what I had with my World of Wings tonight, which
selling it, man.
World of Wings.
By the way, go to World of Wings. Holy crap.
Where's it at?
It's over here by me off of a volunteer over by those new offices.
I think the original one is like Northwest, but.
Wow. My daughter and Erica, my youngest and Erica are at the Aces game. So I had to drop her off at the arena. And I came home and I'm like, oh, you know what? I've been wanting to go there. Swung in there. Wow. I mean, it's expensive. Don't get me wrong. Me and Joe and I were talking about this. It's ridiculous how much food costs nowadays. It's absolutely insane. I mean, it should not be $24 to feed one person. Absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But this meal could have fed two people. It was 8 wings, fries, and a drink. Oh my God, was it delicious. Probably the best wings I've ever had.
Well, what kind of wings did you get? Are they like lemon pepper, buffalo? Oh,
I got a Louisiana Bayou Cajun. That okay. I'm still a little drippy.
Is it sauce or rub?
Rub. Okay. I'm a dry rub on my wings. I don't like them. I don't like them wet.
Okay.
And
Joe, you're on mute, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just making faces.
Oh, I thought you were saying something.
So we'll go off on a tangent here on chicken wings. Like Buffalo Wild Wings, great wings, but they cook them perfectly, but there's not enough meat on them. And then you get the big wings with a lot of meat on them, and they don't have the nice crispiness to them because there's so much meat. This, both, super crispy, seasoned like there wasn't a speck on that wing that didn't have seasoning on it. So much meat on the chicken wings. It was absolutely fantastic. And they have Cajun waffle fries, which that did it for me.
I mean, speaking of that,
hey, Squid Design in the chat on Instagram.
Squid Design, what up?
Design hanging in the background there.
Yeah, right there. It's the solstice right there. Yeah. I know your post round meal, Matt. Oh,
that's bacon and cheeseburger.
People probably know mine. Yeah, I know. You probably know mine. What are your guys' post-round meal?
Oh, Jeremy's a salad guy.
I like a Cobb salad, actually.
Dude, Aliante has got a fantastic Cobb salad.
Cobb salads are good. Cobb salad or a club sandwich?
Yeah.
I'm a club sandwich guy. For sure.
That steak salad at Highland Falls.
Oh, that was good.
That is really good. That was a...
Yeah, you can catch me at the Roberto's down the street.
Until you smoke your wings, all wings are inferior. I challenge you, Rob, to go check this place out. It is amazing.
I know we're going on a tangent about food, which we probably shouldn't be doing because this is not Fuck That's Delicious. It's the golf podcast. But
hey, we're talking
it's all right.
Post-round food.
I'm just saying.
It's relatable.
You know, yeah, that's what I was trying to do. That's why I said it. I was trying to connect.
Thanks for reeling us back in.
But man, food prices are driving me crazy.
You've been called out, Joe.
Who's the bean burrito guy? That's me, man.
And the 7-Eleven egg salad.
That's me. You've been listening a long time, so thank you for listening.
That's my buddy Nick, actually.
Yeah, that's. Dude, like if you're in a pinch, a 7-Eleven egg salad sandwich does hit very decently.
That hurts me.
That'll put you in another
thinking
pinch.
About it. Yeah.
No. Yeah. I've never had any issues with that shit. Never. And you know,
but give them a meatball and into the world.
Well, certain meatballs. But like in Japan, man, egg salad sandwiches, they cut the crust off. They're all nice and shit. And the blood. Bread's off.
It's like fluffy, an egg salad crustable.
Yeah, that's like real deal Japan shit. So, you know, you got to trust 7-Eleven a little bit. I've never had a problem with 7-Eleven egg salad sandwiches. But bean and cheese rules the world. I could eat that every single day of the week and never get tired of it. But for the Henderson foodies, there is a Volcano Grill opening on Eastern and 215. They put up the sign.
Yep.
That is going to be the spot. I will transition bean and cheese to that, to bean and cheese to that. Like, I'm all good.
What do you get at Volcano Grill?
Yeah, what's Volcano Grill?
It's a fast casual hibachi place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so good. They have the other ones over on like Durango
and Warm Springs. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's the second location because they were on Warm Springs in Buffalo. And that dude that started that used to serve my grandpa and grandma when he was cooking at Hikari over on Buffalo and Flamingo. So he's been around a long time. He knows what he's doing. That's going to be a stop.
Have you eaten at the Mexican spot on Basic and Water Street there in downtown Henderson?
Are you talking about
it's El Torito? Juan's Flaming Fajitas?
You guys all name something different.
tell me what it's called, because Juan's Flaming Fajitas, that's not the original location. The original location
this is like
Tropicana Fort Apache, which actually the original location before that was Viva Mercado's, which was on Flamingo and Jones. So
Viva Mercado's was some of the best Mexican I ever had in my life.
Flamingo and Jones?
Yes, but and then I also had it at their secondary location on Rainbow and
The secondary location was Sahara and Fort Apache, and the third location was Rainbow and Spring Mountain. I know my history, guys. I know my history.
This guy is an absolute connoisseur.
He's the Las Vegas Mexican food historian.
He's like a burrito sommelier.
Only West Side though. Like you get me past the east of the I-15. I don't know what I'm talking about, but. what's it called?
I'm trying to find it on Google Maps right now.
I think you're talking about El Torito, which is where Richard Harris filmed.
No, it's called Habanero's Taco Grill.
Oh, there's one by the house.
Oh yeah, I've seen those been popping up.
Yeah, the original one's on Fort Apache and
Jesus Christ, shut up! Holy shit!
I'm serious. I'm serious. That's where it started, by my dad's house.
Oh my god.
yes, Southern California does have its spots, but like, you know, and Vegas is not like, we have our spots. Everywhere has our spots, but
this is true,
you know.
And I agree, Nick. Yes,
love it. We love our listeners. We love our listeners. Yeah, yeah. Nobody gives a shit about the major. Tell me where the good food burrito spots are. No, we had to park, and last week they had the festival downtown Henderson, the arts festival, and so we had to park in the convention center parking across the street, and we were walking by it, and I saw it. I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen that place before. So I was wondering if you've eaten there. It looked like it'd been there. It's kind of like hidden back off of Basic.
For those that are going to go play Boulder Creek or Chimera or Reflection Bay, Tacos Aguero just opened up a new spot on Boulder Highway. I'll say that. Go find it. Best tacos I've ever had. Dan can agree.
Tacos Aguero. That's good.
We went to the east side spot, but yeah, this is not a food blog podcast, but it is a
it is right post now. Round.
It is a post golf round.
Maybe we should do this more often. We've had more interactions talking Mexican food than we had talking golf.
And if you're in a pinch, grab an egg salad sandwich from 7-Eleven. You'll be all right. Don't worry about it. You'll be cool.
They're all over the place, 7-Elevens. You can find them everywhere. Yeah. You don't
Where's
have to
the original one at, Joe?
The original 7-Eleven was created in Cincinnati, Ohio in 1958. They opened at 7-Eleven. That was their grand opening, created by Charles Hester and Germaine Poblano.
Germaine Poblano. I like that. The good one. Germaine Poblano.
That's hilarious. Wow.
Germaine Poblano.
who was our mythical golfer? I
don't know. That was episodes ago.
Oh, yeah, but that was so good. But Poblano's not bad.
Germaine Poblano.
Johnny Max. I do Johnny have to Max. Hit Johnny
Old
Max.
Hendo.
My wife's friends go there all the time. I hear their wings are like super legit.
Man, that's sad that it just takes a little bit of food to get us like gone.
I know. Yeah. We should probably do a chasing food podcast.
Yeah.
Chasing burritos.
Chasing food trucks.
Chasing food trucks. My goodness. Oh, well. All right. Back to the golf. So first tee time, Blocky goes off at 4:15 with a couple other people. Let's see, who is that? Luke Donald, I think. And Sean Michael? Shell?
Sean
Michelle?
Sean McKeel.
McKeel, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Michelle?
Keel? Yeah.
Is he a PGA professional?
Former PGA champ.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Summon Squat. That was, yeah, that's right.
Summon Mark. Squat.
Yes.
Thank you, Mark.
It was wow. Summon
Raiden
Squat.
Summon Squat.
Yeah. Mark, good memory, dude.
Yeah, you're on it. Greenlee's in the chat over on IG.
I see that.
Okay, then we got Tiger going off at 5:04. These are all Pacific Standard Times because we're a Pacific Standard Time podcast. So Tiger, 5:04 a.m. It's nice we get golf this early. 5:15, Rory goes off. Kyle Mendoza, who we're going to be rooting for and watching, he goes off at 6:27 with Andy Ogletree and Eric Van Ruyen. 11:13 is the premier pairing of the last three major champs of Wyndham Clark, Brian Harman, and Scotty Scheffler. And I got World of Wings. But any pairings? Have you guys looked over the pairings at all? Have you checked it out?
No, I have not.
So you got Ludvig Åberg with Xander and Justin. How about Xander? Can we talk about Xander?
Yeah, let's talk about Xander.
Yeah.
What happened to that book? I mean,
I think Xander faced a free man, and he wasn't coming. He wasn't gonna break those chains or chain him down.
Strats in the chat.
I think after Xander, what did Eagle? What was it, 7 or 8? I think it was something like that. I think Rory's like, dude, I'm divorcing my wife, and he just got
exactly
so shook up.
He was like,
he lost it. He
why the like, fuck would you what? Tell me that now?
Yeah, I mean, it just felt so bad for her, and it just
Xander was himself. Like, Xander was like, "There's no MOI in my putter." To contradict your freeness right now. And he's just like, just run with it, Rory. You know, just go.
Yeah, Dan, I think you're right, though. He was shook. He was visibly shook. And that, yeah, I think Rory told him. Got in his head. Yeah. He got all in his kitchen. He's like, dude, I'm divorcing my wife. And he did not recover. Yeah. That is an epic. That's a baller move right there.
Maybe Xander had an affair with Rory's wife, and Rory was like, wow. Rory was like, dude, I know about you two. And that's what it was.
And then there's going to be like a Drake Kendrick beef. That's going to go down on the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh shit. It's and a now, conspiracy.
Now, okay. Now Rory's. All right. Come on. This popped up a couple times today on my feed. What makes you say he's going to join Liv? Because of
I don't
a divorce.
Think so. Yeah,
I'm
don't see that because what's coming
I
with
wish
the,
she doesn't get half.
Yeah,
half of his 400 million.
I got to divorce her before I get this 800 milli.
Hey, honey, I love you and I love our daughter, but I'm gonna like split up our financials right now by divorcing you.
Exactly. I mean, I'll give you 150 to get 800.
Well, if he signs the contract in where Dubai, where's the PIF? They don't get very many rights out there, so that could be a trick, but I think they're going to be fine, you know,
divorce because $800 million check.
I think
Bobby's going to get all that money anyways. What
is
going to
explode with the indoor thing that they got going on with that league?
Yeah. TGL. I think it's
going to be massive. Like I really do believe that
could be.
There so definitely like, needs to
here.
Be
get out of here. I'm about to be playing indoor golf in there, air conditioning. I'm
there
fine.
Definitely needs to be a better entertainment side of golf. Cause we have this golfertainment thing going on here, you know, with Top Stroke and Atomic Golf and Top Golf and all these different, you know, the indoor TrackMan facilities. But as far as professional golf goes, we just get guys playing on tour on TV. And you get the TNT shit show that is just garbage. The LIV telecasts are just very hard to watch and just not entertaining. Not saying that the PGA Tour is the kingpin of all entertainment as far as golf goes. It's highly, highly boring as well. But, you know, there definitely needs to be something that comes out and gives some people some golf entertainment at a professional level.
Yeah, and Stratton commented, the Dunn resigning was pretty interesting, I feel.
Spieth commented on that today in his presser, and it didn't seem to make that big of a deal of it, but that may be what he's been told to say. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he created the framework of all of this. Like, he has been the man behind the scenes creating it. So, I don't know, man. There's something fishy going on.
Greg Norman's coming over.
Yeah. He's the new PGA commissioner. Could that be hilarious? Oh, Norman takes over for Monahan.
I'm not sure what's going to happen or who's going to slide into what position, but something needs to happen, and this merger needs to happen soon because, talking with Joe earlier, the LIV has some really good players, and the tour hasn't been the same since they've gone.
No.
And, so something needs to give.
I miss Kiss watching makeup, those guys play.
Whatever the fuck it is, mm-hmm. but get all those guys back together.
I just think it's like every single week for the past few tournaments, it's like 2, 3, 4 maybe guys that have a chance, and there's nobody else that's in the running. You know, and it like this past weekend, it was Rory and Xander. Xander fell, which is going to happen. You know, like
the only thing
people just don't have it that day.
The only other golf shots they showed were people finishing holes with putts. There was no approach shots or tee shots from anyone. It
doesn't
all
make
Xander
it interesting. Yeah, it doesn't make it interesting. And then Xander fell off, and it's like, okay, now what do we have to look forward to? Rory won. Like, who cares? Go cash your ticket.
Yep.
If you bet on him.
Unless you use the MGM app.
Yeah. Well,
I heard there was some issues.
Yeah, I think Reed was talking about that.
Yeah, some rumblings with the app being no bueno.
Hey, you know, Full Swing next year might be pretty good. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we thought that last year.
But we already saw it, you know. No, because next season will come out in February, and we already witnessed it all.
Do you see AK trying to take on Brandel?
Yes, I loved it. here's my thing about that. We don't know AK. We know Brandel. Brandel is a golf historian. He's got a great golf mind. But for someone like Anthony Kim to come into the game, like, I liked it. Like, I like Brandel Chamblee. I know a lot of people don't like him, but I love his mind and I love his golf historical knowledge. Yeah, golf knowledge. And if Anthony Kim came to the PGA Tour, Brandel was like commenting on it, I would love to see that interaction. I loved it. I think it's great.
Hey, we've got eyes on things.
Maybe they'll write some diss tracks about each other.
Full Swing of season 2 was lame. You're 100% right on that. It was terrible. I never even finished that bad.
It wasn't
good. It's pretty bad when golf nerds won't finish something golf related. Speaking of golf nerds, did you see our latest video Joe and I put together? That was fun. I was going to ask you guys to do it too, but
I'm a golf nerd. Didn't. Of course, I don't wear a hat on my golf podcast.
Right here. Come on. Come on. Leave the locks alone. Told my youngest I'm donating it to Locks of Love.
Dude, you should just grow your hair long. Just don't cut it for like the next 5 years.
I want the Brooks waviness sticking out the back of my hat.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
And I want to wear a visor and have all my hair hanging over the visor.
Yeah, you're going to look like Rex Ryan or Rob Ryan, whoever it was.
Yeah, so check out that video. It was fun. There's a lot of things that make us golf nerds. Joe and I were showcasing some of the things that make us golf nerds. And people were sending messages, a Jenner sent one saying, of course I slow down and look at golf courses when I drive by them. Bingo. You know, I said, of course I take pictures of golf courses when I'm in the plane landing in towns. Yeah, there's so many good ones. Of course I have a Master's coffee cup I drink out of. Of course. But there's so many of them. If you want to send us one, we'll post it. So, not that you can't do it yourself. Trey said he was going to do one. So I'm sure we'll see some more, but have fun with that. It was fun to do, and maybe there'll be some more coming. I left so many out. So that is that. All right, where did we leave off on the some of the pairings. John Daly's playing Santa Claus himself with Lee Hodges and Robert McIntyre. Koepka, this is a great pairing. 5:37 a.m. our time. Koepka, Homa, and Spieth. Solid pairing.
I would follow that.
Mr. Pusey's in the chat. What's up, Aaron? Looking forward to seeing your white putter out there on Saturday. Yeah, we got half. We just lose?
Joe.
Oh, he got his on the freaking.
Joe's power went out. He didn't pay his bills.
Baby monitor. What switch did you fix over there, Dan?
His light switches. Like all three of them are all busted.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I'm.
I think Dan hacked you. A lot
of lag.
I did.
You guys sound like robots.
Let's see. Then where are we at? See, Tony Finau's in a group with Hatton and Sahith. Zach Blair is playing. Got Akshay, Bryson, and Tommy Fleetwood. Should be an entertaining grouping there. Let's see. Anything else that looks good? Gary Woodland, Tom Quinn, Joaquin Naman. Do you think Tyler Gooch was deserving of getting a spot in this?
No.
Neither do I. Sorry.
Yeah, left. Me and Dan were talking about this at my house earlier. Like, I don't think he is deserving at all. I think they did it because maybe they had a spot they didn't know who to give it to, and you know they're counting on him to say some dumb shit because he's going to.
This isn't as exciting as Adelaide.
Yeah, this isn't the Ryder Cup. I've been to the Ryder Cup. No, I haven't been to the Ryder Cup, but it felt like the Ryder Cup. In Portland, it felt like the Ryder Cup at Pumpkin Ridge, which
the first event. Yeah,
I think someone that is in control of that is being a smart ass and being like, yeah, make the cut, you dumbass. Like, and then keep talking in the future. Like, shout out whoever gave him the exemption, because I don't think he's making it. Oof. I don't think he's gonna make the cut. Douche. Look, I used to really like Taylor Gooch, and I just think he fucked himself, man. Like,
big time.
Right, like a LIV tournament, the first LIV tournament in Pumpkin Ridge is not a Ryder Cup. It's not.
But what if he wins?
If he wins, then yeah, good for him. Like, good for him. I highly doubt that's happening.
He's not gonna fucking win.
He's not gonna,
he ain't gonna win. No.
Well, I'll eat crow live on the air if he wins, because I don't see that happening.
Yeah. But if he does, like, good for him. Then he can back up all that shit that he said. You know, I don't hate him. I used to really like him, but no, bro. Like, you haven't, he hasn't played a major since when? It's been a long time.
Isn't he on Brooks's team on Live? At Live?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's on Smash. Yeah.
It's kind of like he took a little bit of Brooks's arrogance and douchiness and made it even douchier.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but there after this one, there's no asterisk for not missing the cut or missing the. I'm messing this up, but like he's gonna say like, yeah, I missed the cut because there's an asterisk. You know, like no,
I shouldn't have been here.
Yeah, I should have been here. There's an asterisk to it. So my missed cut doesn't mean shit. No. You missed the cut because you're not as good. Where's that bet? Come on, MGM, William Hill, let's get a sponsorship. Give us those numbers.
Let's get a sponsorship.
Get a sponsorship. What are you waiting for? Hey, shout out, Aces just began their, the Las Vegas Aces, just began their quest for a three-peat. So as the Golden Knights playoff run came to an end, Aces began chance for a three-peat, a little WNBA history.
Did Good they luck, win, ladies. Or?
Yeah, they won their game just now. Yeah. It's a final. So live sports updating. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. All right, hey, let's take a little break here and bring in the Las Vegas Golf Superstore to find out what's going on this weekend.
Come visit us at Las Vegas Golf Superstore by Worldwide Golf for the Cobra Fitting and Bonus Trade-In event happening this Thursday through Sunday. Trade in your old clubs for a 50% bonus trade-in value. And while you're there, get a free custom fitting on the Cobra Dark Speed Woods and Irons. Schedule your custom fitting online at worldwidegolf.com. Las Vegas Golf Superstore by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
Yeah, get there.
Get you some.
Get you some. That Volition Cobra Dark Speed driver is pretty sick, but I'm pretty happy with the new calendar. Just saying.
What'd you do with your stealth?
It's a. It will be making a visit to Swing Point, hopefully here very soon.
It's going to sit in his garage for probably, probably. 4 years. Because he's a golf nerd.
I'm going to try to unload some of my golf nerdiness and fun bandon. So,
I'm a golf nerd. Of course I don't trade in my shafts to Swing Point ever, because I have a full bag of them.
Of course I had to make a shaft separator box to store all my shafts in, so I know what stiffness and length they are. golf nerd. Yes. I don't have just my golf shafts in a box. I have them separated. I have way too many.
Just open a golf shop. Fuck it. Right next to Volcano Grill.
You know what I was thinking today, as I was driving my daughter to the America First Arena downtown Henderson, Water Street. Shout out Henderson Silver Knights. The water sports facility that used to be over on the right hand side of Lake Mead that has now shut down. That would be an awesome venue. Have like an indoor golf training facility where you could have, you know, like 10 bays. Lease the space out to instructors like Sean Rowe, people like that, that, you know, have students, give them a place, but then you could have a large enough putting green and put some undulation in there and have some good putts and have, you know, maybe a little short course, a little chipping area with some nets. And, you know, Vegas would do well having a place like that. I'm sure that building is expensive and the build out would be ridiculous, but I think an indoor training facility in Vegas would be a hit.
It'd be great. I think one of the things that prevent that is like the investment is too large and it's unproven currently. You know what I mean?
It's a tough concept. I know there's Joel up in Utah. He's doing it. And there's where
Impact
Austin,
Golf, right?
Yeah, and Austin Nutt, who's the guy that I'm working with right now, refining my golf swing. He's up in the Washington area, and there's a huge indoor facility there with a bunch of coaches that work out of it. People are doing it. There are places where it's being done. But like you said, I don't think it's proven enough for it to be, you know, gangbusters to where everybody's looking to that. There's a lot of big retail spaces that are sitting dark right now because the economy and, you know, it's expensive to be in Vegas, run a business right now. So,
yeah, it costs $24 for 8 wings nowadays. It's pricey.
Yeah, so imagine what 24,000 square feet.
Yeah. But Dan, you were at the PGA the new PGA headquarters, and they have that shit in the building. I mean, you were probably there during like when they were, you know, it was a qualifier or whatever, but
a bed.
You know. Yeah, that place is fantastic, man. There's like a, well, they got the hotel right there, the Omni Hotel, that's built right on property. and they have the major headquarters for like all the corporate offices, which is where that little putting and little bunker short game area was that the video I sent you guys. And then like just a little ways down, there's probably 5,000 square foot buildings, and each one of them has hitting bays. There's retail stores there. There's barbecue joints. There's a bar. There's a Topgolf lounge. I mean, there's so much to do at that spot. And whoever developed that land and came up with that, you know, that design of that whole PGA headquarters, it's awesome. They did great.
Well, that's the thing is like that area is not known. Yeah, and that area is not known for golf, right? Like that.
No, not really.
Yeah,
not really. So like everything. Like everything in that area of like Little Elm, just northwest, I want to say, of Frisco, it's all new. Like even the schools, like driving by, there's a high school right next to the PGA headquarters, and the high school looks incredible. It looks like a freaking museum or like a modern library. Like I've never seen high schools that look like that. You know, it was all the houses are super nice. The streets are cleaned and freshly landscaped. Like it's shiny new.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like that whole, like it never existed there before and now it's there. Like, so it's going to offspring other things. And like going on Matt's point, like how cool would an indoor facility be? Like it takes someone bold enough to do it to offshoot, you know, it's like,
yeah.
Whatever happened in Stranger Things, where that's the fucking shit just fucking feeds, man. You know, the roots just feed.
In the Upside Down.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like if somebody were to buy up the Las Vegas Golf Center or Callaway or TaylorMade, whatever
that could do it. That could do it.
That's the spot. I mean, that's
the best location. Yeah.
And they have more land that they can use.
Exactly. And it's already a two-story facility because you have, you know, both double decks of the range.
Yep.
But on the bottom deck, there used to be offices. I'm not sure if there's stuff
like that anymore. Oh, they're still there. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, you can turn that into like a huge state-of-the-art, like TrackMan facility or whatever the heck you want to use. There's enough square footage with the golf shop, the little entertainment area they have there, the restaurant, the bar. Like if somebody with a lot of money and a huge golf heart came in there, that could be one of the sickest places to have a golf training facility or whatever you want to call it, right there.
Yeah, I think one of a good move would be you know, fix that up. TaylorMade come in, be like, hey, we close at 8 or whatever the case may be. We own PopStroke, we're invested in PopStroke. You can go across the street and go putt, you know, like get your game in, you know. That's such a good piece of land, and like if it was taken care of properly, I'd be there all the time, you know.
Yep.
If it's reasonable, you know. So
yeah, it's seriously lacking. I don't know, it's disheartening to how good that place could be. Have any of you been to the Titleist facility in Oceanside, the Titleist training facility?
Mm-mm.
We should do a road tripper one day and just go down there and check it out. And like, cause it, Jeremy, I know you've researched it. How much is it to get like a fitting there?
It's not, it's expensive. It's like $750 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's really expensive, but it would be, I mean, I don't know. I've seen people go there. Like they document it and they vlog and whatever.
Didn't Cliff do it?
He might have.
I thought Cliff did it. I'll have to ask him and see.
Yeah,
that would be a fun experience for us to go down there and check it out.
Yeah.
And see. Even
did you guys go to the Kingdom in Georgia?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we were there. Yeah.
I mean, it would be similar. I think there's kind of similar, but I don't know.
Yeah, we were there early and it wasn't open and some of the areas were closed for maintenance. And so we didn't get the full Kingdom experience. Okay. We got to look at it, which was kind of nice. And
it was like a small section of a kingdom. I think the kingdom down in Carlsbad's probably a little bit more legit and more, you know.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, is it if you go to the Kingdom, like it's so specific to one brand, you're not seeing other brands. So, like, is it more beneficial to do that than go see club champion. I mean, club champion is probably not as good as a fitter as the Kingdom, right? Like, they know their shit.
Yeah.
But if you go to, like, there's got to be other places. Like, even if you went to TXG, like, you're probably going to get, you get more variety of options to see what actually fits you. Mm-hmm. At Kingdom, like, you're just tied to that. Like,
you're finding out what TaylorMade does best for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think.
And Callaway may be better. Or,
yeah.
Mizuno may be better, but you don't know.
I don't think they defer too much with their technologies, and you'll probably, you can find a spot where it fits you, but, like, there needs to be somewhere where, like, undisclosure, like, you know, we're not signed to any brand, you know, that you can go to, that's a range to where you can find what's best for you, whether that be New Level or it's Mizuno or it's TaylorMade or Callaway or Tacomo or whatever it is.
Like,
there's no options to where you can play everything that exists on the market anywhere. It doesn't exist. There's no fitting bay that carries Tacomo. There's no fitting, every fitting bay that carries New Level. Shout out New Level. There's nowhere you can do that at. Sub 70. Where can you go hit a sub 70 club? There's nowhere.
Swing Point.
Maybe it's the best for you, but you'll never know because nobody carries it in their fitting bay, you know? So. And that's the thing with golf, man. Like, it's just like, man, we can go so deep into the rabbit hole, you know?
Well, you were posting the other day that you're looking for some new sticks.
Yeah, I don't need anything. I just feel like it's been so long, like, I want something new. And that might just be the golfer in me, like, hey, I want to see something new in my golf bag. But, like,
Mr. Tinker, you know, over here, Mr. Soul Golfer over here.
Yeah,
Joey needs some new clubs. Oh, you hit him great, bro. Joe, you need some new clubs.
Angel and the devil, man. I don't need any. That's the thing. I don't really need anything. Like, I can maybe use that paradigm driver that Julian fit me into, but because I was getting more speed and a little more distance. But I don't. It's tough, man, because it's like irons to me are irons, right? If they fit you, they fit you. Like, what does an iron provide you? More forgiveness. Yeah, they're certain. Yeah. So it's like, I'm happy with my irons. I'm happy with my wedges. I'm happy with my putter, and I've been playing them all for so long. It's just, I just feel like stagnant. Like, I want something new. Like, I just want to buy something. You know, I got money in my wallet and I'm like, what can I buy? So it's like, I don't need anything, but.
You want something.
I want something.
I don't need it, but I want it.
I don't need it, but I want it.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's tired of seeing everybody else do cool shit.
We get you a new 5-wood, Joe. We get you a new driver.
Yeah, my 5-wood has been in the bag a long time.
I know you love it, though.
I do like it. Yeah.
I am so mad I didn't go to a 7-wood sooner. That club is amazing.
I think I sent it to Jeremy. Max Homa's 2-wood. Did you have it? Did you guys see that?
Mm-mm.
Oh yeah, it's pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
Then I saw that TaylorMade made a 6-wood in the QI10. Somebody's got a 6-wood this week at 21 degrees.
No, DJ plays a 7-wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I was talking to Trey, and I think a 7-wood for like Trey or Dan or Jeremy would be beneficial. Cause you guys just like you're piercers, right? So like a 7-wood will get you a little bit higher when you're further out. You know, like I don't think a 7-wood would benefit me too much. Like I'd probably
get the ball so high already.
Exactly. So it's
why I love it, because I took out the UDI that I was playing at 21 degrees, brought in the 7-wood at 21 degrees. And when I was hitting on TrackMan last week with it, I had an average of 7 feet rollout, landing it at 200 yards. And it was in, it was on a freaking dumpster lid. I mean, garbage can lid. It was, the dispersion was ridiculous for me. I mean, it was absolutely insane. And you know, that UDI, I would hit 200 yards, but it'd roll out to 220. Did you know it was so low and just, it didn't get up in the air. So, so happy with this. Cause now I have that, that club that, you know, I, those 200 yard shots that I want to stop on the green, have that in the repertoire now.
I think I'm too young to rock a 7-wood, Joe.
Hey, if DJ can do it, and he's got Paulina, so
yeah, but you probably hit, you'd probably hit it like 250.
I think once I turn 50 years old, it's a good possibility of be in my bag. But right now, I gotta rock a 4-iron still.
50, baby.
Yeah, but you,
I do have a 5-wood, so baby steps.
Hey, mm-hmm. You're getting close.
Baby steps.
Well, that's the thing with a 7-wood. If you carry a 5-wood, I don't think there's like too much like differential there. Like you carry a 3-iron, 2-iron, something like that. So yeah, like,
well, 5-wood and just 3-iron.
That probably the carry
5-wood out and put 2-iron back in.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the thing, you know. Like mm-hmm. I carry my 3-iron and my 5-wood because like for lower shots I carry the 3-iron, but they go the same distance for the most part.
Cousin Club, but, in the chat.
But I feel like I can like choke down on my 5-wood. I can cut it. I can big cut. I can like hit little low boys. I can hit little swingers. You know, like I feel really good with my 5-wood. So, you know, and it's all up to you, man. It really is. Like it's how you feel. Mm-hmm. It's all feel.
Jeremy. Mm-hmm. What's the lowest wood you have? I think you have a 1-iron, right?
I don't have a 1-iron. I have a actually do have a 1-iron, but that doesn't see the bag. Yeah. I think I have 5-wood is the lowest. I have a couple 3-woods, but they're just sitting in the closet. I think 5-wood for me is knocked down to a 4-wood is like perfect.
Yeah.
The Sim. I've fallen in love with it again. It's so good.
Have you hit a 7-wood? Have you tried one?
So the only I've looked at several 7-woods. The only one that looks good to my eye is the TaylorMade. I think it was a Stealth 2 Plus, whatever the tour style, not tour, but like the player head was. Only because the loft isn't obvious on it. Any other 7-wood just looks like there's so much loft and I just don't know what to do with it.
It's weird because you look at it and oh my God, this is like a shovel.
Looks like no,
it's, yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's wild, but man, something about it. Something about
yeah, it. They work for sure, and I like the idea of a 7-wood. It's just finding the right one. But I do need to hit yours.
We did do a what's in? No, you don't. The shaft. You will not hit it. I won't let you.
Cousin Club said that he says it feels weird, like looking at a lofted fairway wood. Because he just feels like it's going left.
Yeah.
Right, shout out Cousin Clubs for the divot.
You're the winner. Fixer. You're the big winner.
He picked my name in one of the giveaways, and that thing is sick. So thank you, sir.
Dude has lost a ton of weight.
Does great.
I saw him hold up a pair of pants.
Those pants like, today?
Holy shit.
That could cover an African village. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Congrats, brother. That is amazing.
Make a lot of head covers out of that. You know,
for real. That was shocking. I was like, man, he could totally fit in one of the pant legs now.
100%. So congrats on that. That's impressive. It's inspiring.
Yeah. Well done.
So we need to do another What's in the Bag episode one day.
That'll be the same.
We'll just dub Joe's audio, you know, and just dub his audio.
I haven't changed.
I lost a small Filipino family.
Bansit? Bansit.
We'll maybe do that once Joe gets some new sticks. So
yeah, I need to probably upgrade, but I don't need to. But
me too.
I think we all just need to buy old persimmons from Larson Golf and just play those.
Oh, hey, speaking of, I got to get that one from you, Matt.
I'll put that. Well, you're not playing Saturday, damn it.
I'm not. Just hang on to it. I'll see you in like 2 months.
Okay. It's in the living room bag right now. So okay. I don't lose, separate the head from the shaft.
Right on.
And lose it. So, okay. So the VGN is out at Aliante this week. crazy stuff, man. I don't know what happened, but we were on just this killer run of filling up tournaments and selling them out. And I kind of jumped the gun and asked for 80 players for this. And they're like, sure, no problem. Here you go. And then
people just don't think Aliante is worth that money.
You know, Dan was talking about that last week. Yeah. And yeah, I get that. I get that. But it's tournament. It's VGN tournament. You know, and I know we've had a lot of them, but it's EDC weekend. Some people are getting married. Some people, you know, have other stuff, prearranged stuff going on. So I get it. I was able to get 64
going
players.
Going to see RL Grime, and they'll be high on Molly, you know, so they can't make that 7 a.m. Get it?
Yeah. So I was able to scrounge 60 VGN players up for this. And we got four guests coming out that we're, you know, going to do our best to convert them to members and get over that 100 member mark. We're at 99 right now. We had a couple new guys join just in time for this event. Thank you so much for that. I don't know. I was kind of surprised at this. Falcon Ridge is full. Paiute is full. I told everybody I'm not adding more spots to Paiute unless people tell me they want to play. So right now, the number that it's at is where it's at. So the next couple events are full, and you know, we got Wild Horse after that. So
we'll see how it goes. Wild Horse this year?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
It was like Wild Horse was going to be a team event, and I've been chatting with Rob because Rob, when he lived back east in Ohio, he ran a golf league out there, and they did a bunch of team events. They had actually more team events than stroke play events. And because we are running a season long points race, events that we hold are kind of at a premium, and I don't want to take a points event out of the league schedule to have a team event that would just be worth that one day. You know, no points would be able to go towards it, because I want everybody to play their own ball. I want everybody to be able to play 18 holes with their own ball. So the way we could do it is, you know, a two-man best ball, but then you get, okay, well, how are we going to designate the teams? Do we let people pick? Well, then people are going to pick who the best players, and then people are going to be left that didn't pick, and then they're not going to want to play, and then, you know, there's just all kinds of different things that we could do. So until we can figure out a way to do a team event and incorporate it into a season points, we won't do it. Instead, Rob and I are working on getting the social side of the VGN going to where we can have team events, one-day team events that don't intertwine with the season points schedule. So that will be coming hopefully later this summer, early this fall. So be on the lookout for that. So that means Wild Horse, I increased the field to 60 players for that, because it was going to be 10 four-man teams. But now, since it's going to be just a regular tournament, we may jack that up to, I've jacked it up to 60 players, and we'll see how that goes. But, I mean, we've done it before there, where we made it a walking event and at 8 clubs. But it's going to be end of July. It's going to be hot, so I don't know if I want to do walking, but we may do, you know, the 8 club challenge and bring that back.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
I'll be reaching out to you guys to see if you want to do that. I don't know if anybody wants to play Wild Horse with only 8 clubs, but it's a fun course.
I think we force that. Everyone to play a persimmon and like a 4-iron and a 7-iron and a wedge and a putter. Let's go.
And a 7-hour round.
Everybody be like, I ain't signing up for that, man.
Fuck, it don't sound like fun. And you want me to pay?
It sounds like fun to me, man.
So we'll see how that goes. But anyways, we've got 64 players out at Aliante, 7:30 a.m. shotgun start. You heard Matty W with the weather forecast. Gonna be a little breezy. It's gonna be hot. You know, accurate weather app says it's gonna be 100 degrees. It's gonna be warm. And as I mentioned earlier, why people aren't coming, EDC is in town. And the best way for Southsiders to get to Aliante is to take the 15 all the way north to the 215 and go west. Do not do that, because the Speedway will be getting out and everybody will be using that avenue to get where they're going. It will be a parking lot. So please do not go 15 north to the 215 west. Take the 95 or take the 215 all the way around. Because if you do, you're going to miss your tee time and you're going to be shit out of luck. Because I've warned everybody, no excuses, just results, please. Okay. Oh, here's a trophy.
Here's no the excuses, trophy. Just results. That's a good slogan. It's nice. I like the little sunburst in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. Wait till you see the other ones. I really went a little wild on the next
one. Go funky with it, Matt.
Yeah, I had
some
a
funk on it.
I had a manager.
What you should have done was a Google Map of how long it takes to get there.
Actually, it takes me longer to get to Paiute than Aliante.
Yeah, I think Paiute's a little farther for you anyway, though.
Isn't it, it is further. It is further.
It's an hour from my driveway to backdrop.
It's like,
well, now that you take the 15 out to the 215 west, that's a super easy way to get to Aliante.
Yeah.
I used to go the 95, get off at Rancho and take Rancho to Decatur and then Decatur out. That was a stupid way to do it.
How about Laughlin Ranch in the roster next year?
Absolutely. Yeah, emails have been sent.
Nice.
Yep. Gonna hopefully talk with Jed and see if we can get an event at TPC Vegas.
Yes, Laughlin Jed. Ranch.
That'd be awesome.
We may go back to Conestoga.
Jeremy, have you played Laughlin Ranch or no?
Mm-mm, I haven't. It looks awesome. Like better than I expected. Yeah,
anybody want to go tomorrow?
Matt and Joe are out there.
Anybody want to go tomorrow?
The layout was a little weird. It confused me a little bit, but it's not like a Arroyo. You know, Arroyo will fuck with your head, and like Laughlin Ranch will be like, "Hey, you're just crossing the street. Don't worry about it. You're fine.
Not even in the same.
You're gonna turn around again. You're gonna go back to the golf course. It's okay."
Thanks, like, Dan.
Arroyo's like you're going on a real estate tour. You know what I mean? Like you're like trying to get you buy houses or something.
All right. Joe, I sent you a message. Did you get the odds up?
No. What message didn't even read. Did you send me?
Oh, there was a cart path out there now. Who's tapping?
We're at Arroyo?
Tapping. Someone's nervous. At Laughlin Ranch.
Cart path. Yeah, there's cart paths out there. Saying that like at Arroyo, you have to drive like four blocks to get to the next hole at an occasion.
Rob wants to play with hickory sticks and
I'm Dan down
Spalding golf balls.
Let's go. Yes, I'm down.
Conestoga is such a great track. It's so good. I absolutely
Conestoga is fun. Yeah,
we may go back there.
And we got Falcon Ridge on the first. Can't wait for that. Yeah. I got a babysitter.
Falcon Ridge, Conestoga. We get, I mean, we're not going to do
June 1st.
Yep, June 1st. I know you can't go
to Michigan.
Yeah, I'll be in Michigan.
Yep.
I do have the odds.
All right.
There we are. Scotty, fresh off the baby, 3-1. Rory McIlroy, fresh on the divorce, 6-1. Xander, 10-1. Brooks Koepka, 11-1. John Rahm, 14-1, along with Ludwig. Bryson, 20-1. Wakan Naman, 25-1, along with Max Homa. I like Max Homa. Colin Morikawa as well. Patrick Cantlay, 30-1. Wyndham Clark, the mental sports psychologist himself.
Dude, he had a terrible tournament at Quail Hollow after winning last year.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, he did have Eric Lott on his bag for the Pro-Am, which is a good watch. JT, 35-1. Siwoo Kim, 50-1. Tommy Fleetwood, 50-1. Terrell Hatton, 60-1. Sam Burns, 65-1. Saheeth Theegala, 70-1. Minwoo Lee, let him cook, 70-1. Sung Jae, 90-1. Corey Connors. Oh, Taylor Gooch, 100-1. Definitely ain't winning. Don't bet on him.
Gooch.
Nikolai Hoshengarden.
We all need to put $5 on him just because of our shit talking. Just in case.
He ain't winning, bro.
Hey, we were wrong, but we got paid.
He ain't winning. No. All right. Let's see if we can find Kyle.
No, that's not gonna be on
the long list.
Probably won't be there.
He won't be on there. Oh no, he is. He is on the PGA site.
10,000.
20,000 to 1.
20,000. What is Akshay?
Oh, I got it now. I'm gonna throw $1 because that's what I have in my account on Kyle.
Fucking A.
Yep, there we go.
Akshay.
$5,000.
$125.
$1 wins me $5,000 on Kyle Mendoza.
Boom. Get it, Kyle.
Can you bet him to make the cut?
I didn't look that far.
I'll say if you can get that bet, I would do that.
Yeah, I would bet that. I mean, I would think it'd be.
Does he get any status for the U.S. Open for making this event or no?
I don't think so.
Just only if he top tens.
Yeah. Because this is a PGA event, and I think U.S. Open is just USGA governed, so I don't think any of that would transfer over unless he places or qualifies for that.
Kind of sucks.
But I think he doesn't have to qualify for the PGA Professional Championship next year because he qualified this year, so he's automatically going to go to Frisco or wherever it's going to be held next year.
Kevin, Kevin, if you're still listening, I just got your email that you sign back up for the VGN website. If you sign up, there's a spot for Saturday because the person who says they're going to take the final spot has not texted me back. So, and we need somebody. Actually, I would need somebody for the Diamonds division. So if just send me a text. Yeah, I think you got my number. Send me a text message. He said, take my money. Well, come on. Come on. All right. Did you see John Daly, not the lowest person in the odds. Kind of surprising. Does he get a cart?
Yeah.
He did a couple of years ago, right? So some has got better odds than good.
Braden coming through.
Braden summon squat.
That's a great one. All right. Do you remember who?
What is my old? What is the one I said this evening? Poblano, I know.
You said
Jermaine.
Jermaine, yeah. Jermaine Poblano. Jermaine
Poblano. Yep.
He said approve it, so I'm going to approve this real quick while we're on the air. Sorry.
Hey, Joe, you still got the odds up?
No, I can pull them up. Yeah,
I got them. I got the PGA ones here.
What's Akshay going off at?
I do like Akshay.
A buddy of mine texted me. He's like, he's been playing here the last 6 months. Ooh. So I'm just kind of wondering.
100 to 1.
Do you have that much status that he can get 100 that much to 1? Playing time?
I don't know if he's a member there or not. He might be because my buddy who I got this info from is a member there. So I don't know.
Wait, you have a buddy at Valhalla and we haven't made a golf trip?
He's talked about it before. What are you talking about? We knew this.
But we haven't scheduled a golf trip there.
We have not.
All right, Kevin, yeah. Your membership has been approved. Send me money. Let's put $10 on Kyle and Fun Bandon. I think that'd be better.
Arnold in the house.
All right. Let's make our
20 on Akshay. Let's go.
Let's make our picks and end this charade.
Man. I don't even know who to pick. That's the thing.
That's what's going to make it interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take, we can't take Scotty or Rory to make it even better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dan, who are you going with? Are you going with Akshay?
No. I'm going to take, I'm going to roll with Brooksy. I'm going to roll Brooks Koepka.
Oh. Brooks K. All right, Jay.
I am going on the other side of Brooksy and going Bryson.
Jordan Spieth. Oh, sorry.
Oh. Two live guys. Joe?
I'm going to go Greg Norman. I'm going to go Max Homa. I think he's proved himself recently. I think he's dialed in. Let's go,
that
Max.
That is a solid pick. Over these players here, it's really, there's just somebody needs to step up. So you have to look at who could step up in this situation. Brooks is a great pick who can step up. Max, definitely step up. I still think John Rahm is just not in golf championship headspace.
I don't think so either.
He hasn't even won on LIV yet. JT is a train wreck right now. Who knows what he's going to come out and do? Jordan is all over the place.
Wyndham Jordan Clark, going after the slam, man.
Wyndham Clark could shoot 61, 81.
I gave a hot take at Joe's place today, and I said earlier that Jason I feel Jordan Day. Spieth is going to miss the cut.
Is that a hot take?
I don't know.
Is that a hot take?
Is it? You tell
Jeremy,
me.
Jeremy, is that a hot take?
This stings a little.
Yeah. Jeremy got stung by a bee real quick.
Let's go. You know what? Let's go 3 out of 4 on the LIV guys. And I'm going to revert back to one of my favorite players that broke my heart when he left.
Gooch.
So heartbroken.
Now, Brennan Grace.
I'm
Mr. Wilson. Is he a Wilson player?
Charles Schwartzel.
He was. Brennan Steele. No. DJ. Let's go DJ. Throw some LA golf Justin love Johnson, DJ's huh? way and see what he can do. Okay. He's got that chill vibe where he can, you know, rock
miss
it.
The cut miss not the cut care. And
go fishing the next day.
Play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then not show
He's got
up
that
Sunday.
Chill vibe where he can miss the cut and not care.
How funny. I mean, it's not going to happen. But how fucking funny would it be for a LIV guy to make the cut, play Saturday, and then bounce? Just because they're so used to playing. I mean, it's not going to happen.
It won't happen, yeah.
But it would be hilarious.
Yeah, I'm tired. If they said they go to their press conference, I'm tired.
I'm exhausted.
I can't play.
I can't wear fucking shorts. There's no music.
Meanwhile, we're fiending to walk 36 holes a day for 4 days at Bandon.
Ooh, I'm scared right now. My knees
gotta get
hurt.
To the gym.
Oh,
I'll go the night before we leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeremy's gonna hit the members lounge at the airport.
Yeah.
Get a little pumps in. I'm good to go. Just see him over in the corner doing curls with carry on. I'm ready. Oh, good heavens.
Got my Dr. Right, Scholl's golf shoes.
That was a highly unsophisticated look at the PGA Championship.
Yeah.
By 4 golf nerds that absolutely love the game, but could not give you some in-depth insight into it. Just our takes on it. And God damn it.
Sorry about that.
Love it. I love it. I love the fact that people are tuning in. I love the fact that everybody's here. It's amazing. This is episode 275. That's kind of a milestone, but not 275. Next week is our 5-year anniversary episode. I haven't reached out to a soul to see if anybody wants to join us, so maybe I'll do that over the weekend. See if we can get somebody to help us ring in the 5th year of the Chasing Daylight podcast. We've had a hell of a run, and we're not going anywhere. So, till I'm van life, then hey, maybe I'll do it remote.
Yeah.
But Joe and I were talking a little bit earlier. We're going to find some other streaming platforms to maybe find a new fan base, reach out to some more people who like what we're doing. So if you're on Twitch or Rumble,
I don't know. There's a lot.
We're gonna find some places that we can reach more people and find some other folks that are entertained by this
nonsense.
Golf nerds and nonsense and burritos and you are a motley crew. All right, Joe.
He's the one they call Dr. Feel Good.
Thanks, everybody, so much. go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hey, thanks for tuning in. Of course, I did this spiel on Instagram, but, you know, rate, review. We're here every single week. We're going to do this with or without you. So appreciate any comments or reviews. Like I said, Chase and Dale Live Podcast. We'll be here again next week. If you didn't know, 8:30 on Tuesdays live, YouTube, Instagram. And if you can't join the live, jump in on Wednesdays and listen in your vehicle while you're taking your kids to school or picking up a bean and cheese burrito from your local Roberto's. It doesn't matter.
Thursday this week.
On the weekend when you're going to the pool,
driving to Laughlin to take care of Travis Matthew account.
Yeah, if you're on your local St. George trip for the summer, like, just listen. We're here for you. And we'll see you next week. Until then.
We'll let you know as soon as we know.
Later.